And Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amad Aleph, let us again start from Tnan Hosam, but it's a little at the middle of the first line when the lines start getting wide. This is more or less the beginning of a new sugya. Tnan Hosam, we learned a Mishneh Nuktzin. Kol Shohu Yad V'loy Shomer. Something that is a yad and not a shomer, tomei umetamei ve'einoi mitztarev. Let us see Rashi. The third line. Kol shehu yad, etzem she'ein boi moyach. You have a bone, that there's no marrow in the bone. If there'd be marrow in the bone, so then the etzem, so the marrow is an oichel, and the bone is a shomer, that's dinei shomrim. We're not talking about shomrim as yet. So etzem she'ein bei moyach. You have a bone that has no marrow inside of it. U'b'roishoi ha'echod boso. But on the roish of the bone, it is attached meat. So the bone is meshamish as a yad. That means if a person wants to eat the meat, so he holds on to the bone, and he eats the meat. So the bone is a yad. L'tzeirach echilas ha-bosa. The bosa is an oichel. The bosa is mekabel tumet. It's an oichel. Theoretically, the bone is not an oichel. It shouldn't be mekabel tumet. Stamazay, a bone, if it would not be attached to bosa, would not be mekabel tumet whatsoever. Not an oichel, it's not a keli, it's nothing. But since this is a yad to an oichel, so the din is as follows. Tomei, im hoya toir, if the meat, the basal was toir, v'noga hayad b'sheretz, and the yad touched a sheretz, machneses tume lo oichel. So the yad is a vehicle that through the yad, the tumeh can go to the oichel. The af al gav the ihu lav oichelu, even though the yad, the etzem, is not an oichel, and per se it can't be mekabel tumeh, that it should become tumeh, of a mekabel tume ka oichel atme, but it's mekabel tume like the oichel, so we wanted to say it's mekabel tume that the through the yad, the boso will become tummy. So even though the boso did not touch the sheretz, and the etzem is not an oichel, so therefore there should not be any tume whatsoever, but a yad is machnes tume. Through the negi of the yad, the tumor will go through the yad and be metame the bosa. So that's a taich tomei umetame. Im oichel tomeihu, the other way around. Let's say the bosa was already tomei. Vinoga yodoi ba oichel toir. The bone touched an apple. So memele metamoi. So a yad is machnis tume and moitzi tume. Ve'einoi mitztarev l'chebeye. But a yad cannot be mitzurev to a kebeye, which means as follows. That means, let us say, that the halacha is that an oichel, in order to be mekabel tume, it has to have a shir kebeye, that is shitas Taisus here, and could be a Chitas Chashi here also. An oichel, in order to be metamei, a libe de kul alma has to have a shir kebeye. So now, if this bosa, let's forget about the yad. If this bosa is less than a kebeye, and you have a yad attached to it, and the bosa will touch a sheretz. So the shaila is, can the etzem be mitzurif to the bosa? To give it a shir kebeye, together, the etzem with the bosa is a kebeye. So here it says, a yad is not mitztarif to be mashlim the shir kebeye. So if the bosa is less than a kebeye, So the yad will not be mashlim the shear, and therefore, so if a sheretz touches the basa will not be mekabel tume. If the basa will touch some, if the basa was already tume from before, and the basa will touch something else, it will not be metab. So this is this first halacha. Kosho hu yad v'loy shayma, tome u'metame, it's machnis tume, this is shitas rashe, u'metame, and it'll be moitzi tume, v'einei mitztarev, but it's not mitztarev to the oichel, to the bimashlam the shia kebeya. Shayma, what if something is a shayma? It protects the oichel. It's not a yad. It's a shema. Va'afal pi she'ein ayad. So let's talk about you have meat and you have some skin which is attached to the meat. Now the skin, we're talking about a geshocht in the baim, the skin protects the meat. It's megan on the meat, so it's a shema on the meat. The skin is not used as a yad. If I want to eat the meat, I don't use the skin to hold on to the meat. But the skin has a shimush, it protects the meat. So that's called a shemer to an oichel. Or the here we're talking about meat, the lecheirev we're talking about a banana peel or a shell of a nut. Lecheirev, these are all shemerim. So shemer, if you have but again, this is unique, it is not an oichel. So theoretically, the ashamer should not in any way enhance the tumah of the oichel. Shamer, but here it says shamer, va'af al pi she'ein ayat, it does not have the shimush of a yad. Tomei umetamei umetstarev. Ashamer, we'll see as the sugya progresses, is more chomer than a yad, so it has all the milas that a yad has. So tomei, that means if the shomer, let's say the basal is a kebeya, and the shomer touched the sheret, so the basal will become tomei. So that's the din tomei. It's machnis tomei. If the basar is a kebeya and the shema touches an apple, so it's metame, even though it didn't touch, the apple did not touch the basar, which is tummy, it only touched the shema. But it's machnis tume, it's moitzi tume, and a third din, mitztarev. It's mitztarev also. That means if even though you have less than a kebeya, you have less than a kebeya, and you need a kebeya to be metame, to be mekabel tume. So, it's mitzaref. Now let us see Rashi. V'chol shehu shoyme, af al pi she'eino yad, ki goin oil shekinegdoi kizayis bosa. That kinegdoi is a kizayis bosa. So, last week we said this Rashi Lachaira, why is Rashi speaking about that there's at least a Kezayis Bosa? So the Rishash says that we will have later in the Perek a very interesting din. There's a din, Ein Yad Lepoches Mikezayis. That we have dinim that a Yad is Machnes Tumeh. So a yad is, the concept of a yad is only if the oichel is a kezayis. So then there's a kezayis of basar can have a yad. Then there's such a concept. Now here we're speaking about that this is not a yad, it is a shema. But the shema, over here we're speaking with the shema has dina yad, it's machnes tume, it's machnes tume. So, in order for a shema to have dina yad, it can't be better than a yad alone. So, just like the whole din yad is only if the basar is a kezayis, less than a kezayis, there's no concept of yad. So, a shema which has dina yad, It only be if the Basar is a Kezai. So that's how the Rishash has pshat. But we'll see later in Kufya test to understand this concept a little better. But that's just going, Oyer Shekenegde Kezai is Basar. Tome im hoyo toir, if the Basar was toir, mikabel tume umachnisa loichel, so it, the tume goes through the oil, and it's machnis loichel. Umetame, im hoya oichel tome, v'noga shemrei betoyer, maitzi shemrei satume mizeloze, and also it's mitzarev to the shir kebei. What is, now let's go back to the Mishnah. Lo yad v'lo shemrei. What if you have something that is not a yad and not a shomer, loy tomei v'loy metamei? Now let us see what Rashi says, loy yad v'loy shomer, kigoin seyo. That means you have the hair, a hair, let's see what Rashi, looking on the side, v'chatichas boso b'loy shoy, you have a piece of meat attached to this, the hair of the behemoth, let's say, and it's attached to a piece of meat. Oy etzem dak v'kotno, you have a very thin bone, shemechubo boy oichel, that the meat is attached to this bone. V'neroi li yishyad machmas ktona, you can't hold on to the bone in order to eat the meat, because the bone is too minute. So memele, the bone is not a shemer, the bone is not a yad. You can't, if you want to eat the meat, you can't hold on to the bone, or you can't hold on to the hair. So it's not a yad, it's not a shema, can go and say it. So there's no, so it's, so it's not tomei, loy tomei, v'loy metamei. So it's not tomei, it's not metamei. Fine. So this is the Mishnah. So we learned is that in shema, that is, Machnis tume, moitzi tume, mitztarev. There's a din yad that's machnis tume, moitzi tume, and it's not mitztarev. Now, zok the Gemara, now we want to explain the halachas, what we had in the Mishnah. So first the Gemara says, yodois heichiksivi. Where does it say in the Torah, it's amur de kechidish, that if the tume, let's say, touched a yad, so the oichel becomes tamei, or if the oichel is tamei and the davatoy touched the yad, so that the second oichel becomes tamei. Where does it say such a chiddush? Yodais heichiksivim. Where does it say in the Torah that there's such a concept of yodis? So the Gemara says the chsiv. It says in the Pasuk as follows, V'chiyutam mayim al zera, Yehev zroim v'bohukshel lekabel tume, V'nofal minivlosam olov, and then a dead sheretz fell on the zroim, Tomehu, so it becomes tome, Yehev zroim, which were mukshel lekabel tume, and a dead sheretz fell on it, Tomehu. Now it says lochem. So the lochem is biyuta. It's tummy or it's tummy. What's the lochem? So Chazal darshan lochem lechol shebetzolcheichem. That means the lochem is being marba on the nofal olo. Not only is it tummy if the sheretz fell on the machol, on the zera, no, if it fell and the lochem lechol shebetzolcheichem, if it fell on that what you used to eat the zera, that means the yad of the zera, if it fell on a yad, it's also mekabel tumah. Lerabois es hayodos. Let us see Rashi. Tomei hu lochem lechol shebetzolcheichem. L'chol dover shuhu tzorich lachem ba'oichel hazeh. Whatever you need for this oichel, hakel tomei, it'll become tomei. That means even though the sheret did not fall on the oichel, it fell on that what the oichel needs. Harei l'cho, so it says in this posik, shayad mevia tumme loichel. So this pasuk tells us that not only did it fall all off, it fell under lochem lochoshe b'tzolcheichem. Do yad gabi yavos tumeksiv. Here it's speaking about that the zroim amekabel tumme. And it says the zroim amekabel tumme not only if nofal all off, if also nofal al lochem, and a double that you use to be mishtamish with the olav, if it fell on the lochem, it also will be mekabel tum. L'rabois es hayodois. So from this pasuk we see that if a sheretz fell on a yad, so it's tomei, the oichel becomes tomei. That's one pasuk. Uchsiv, we have another pasuk. V'chiyomus min ha-behema ashehi lochem. Now, this pasuk is speaking about a nevela. And here it says that the nevela is metameh. And it says, nochemo lochem, ashehi lochem, lochem lechol shebetzolcheichem l'rabi says hayodis. So here it says, let us say the pasuk is speaking about such a case. You have a kezayis of besar nevela that's attached to a bone. And here the posuk says that the nevela is metame, and it says, lochem, whatever is used to be mishtamish with this besar nevela, that means that there's a bone that's attached to it, so the bone will also be metame. So we have here two psukim. One posik is speaking about kabolas tume, that's the posik of zroi, and it says lochem, which is gematria yodois oichlem, so that posik is coming to tell us that a yad, through a yad, the oichel is mekabo tume. The second posik tells us an avela is metam, and there it also says lochem, that's coming to tell us a yad of an avela is metame. So the chiddush of yodis, the yad is machnis, the yad is moitzi, we have here these two psukim. There's a din yod by zroim is speaking about kabbalas tume. There's a yad by nevela which is speaking about ritzos tume. So let's go back to the gemara. Yad lahachnis ulahoitzi. Fine. So now I know already that a yad is machnis tome from the posik by, not from the blos of all of Tomei Ulochem. I know a yad is moitzi tome from the posik by nevela, ashehi lochem. Shoymel, now I know yodis, fine. Shoymel lahachnis ulohitzi. Now how do I know that a shoymel also has these toiches lahachnis olohitzi. So the Gemara says, leitzorich kro. Kalvochoymer miyadosi. I can figure this out, a kalvochoymer from yad. Uma yad she'eino megino. Madoch ayad. That the existence of the boso, the existence of the oichel, is not through the yad. That means I have a bone that's holding boso. The boso is not protected from the yad. But since I use the yad, lehishtamish beboso, so there the yad becomes nitpal to the boso and it's machnis and maybe. A shomer that's megin on the boso, that means the existence. Not only I use this to eat the boso, The basa exists through the shayma and because of the shayma. So the gemara, so that's a kalvachayma. So zicher, the shayma should be nitpal to the basa. And if a yad is machnis umaytzi tume, so shayma should zicher be machnis umaytzi tume. So memele a shomer. So the second din that it says in the Mishnah that a shomer is machnis and moitzi, I don't need a pasuk for that. Shomer lahachnis uloitzi leitzoricho kalvachomer miyadosi umayad sheino magino. It's not making; it doesn't protect the machel machneses umeitzia shomer leikolshkein. So a shomer zicher who the existence of the machel is through the shomer. So zicher it will be nitpal to the machel and will be machnes umeitzitum. Leikolshkein. Shomer de kosev rachmona lomoli. Now, we learned on Kufi Yitzayin of his base, we learned from a posik that al kol zera zerua asher yizoreya. That posik tells us that if you plant a zera, you plant a garden of wheat, and the garden has a klipa over it, so this posik is speaking about shomerim. So, there's a din shayma lagabi kabbalas tumeh. That's what that pasuk is speaking about. So the Gemara says, it's not coming to tell us that it's machnes and maitzi. I don't need a pasuk for that. That's a kal vachomer from Yodes. So it's coming to tell us that it's mitzarev to the shir oichel. If you need a kebeye, so if the klipe together with oichel is a kebeye, and then the sheretz will touch the oichel or the klipe, so it will be mekabotum. So these are the mekayres. We just had a mishnah. The mishnah told us there's a din of yad lahachnis yad lahitzi. There's a din shayma machnis maitzi mitzarif. So the Gemara says these are the mekayres. I have a posik of yad lahachnis by zroim, the posik yad lahitzi by nevela. I have so automatically I know that the shomer is machnis and maitzi al sakal v'chomer. So the posik that teaches us this in hilchi shomerim legabi kabbalas tumet, that's coming to tell us another chiddush, that it's mashlim the shir kebeye, even though I don't have a shir kebeye of oichlim, it's mashlim the shir. Fine. Period. Let's see what Rashi says. V'chiyomus, so Rashi says, harayad lohitzi. So this posik lachem is talking about a yad lohitzi, the nevela lapas achnosi. You don't bring tum into nevela. Shatuma migufo, the tum is the gufa nevela. The yad chsiv bo l'tamuye yachiniksi. There the yad koch is coming to tell us that if the yad touches something else, it'll be metame something else. So there we have a din by nevela the yad is moitzi. Yad lahachnis uloitzi. Kloima. Areilonu nayev tupsukim. Yad lahachnis tutumas oichlo. That's speaking about that is roim amekabel tup. V'yad nevela lohitzi. They're speaking about that it's metame. Shoyim edekos avachmon aleil. Mi'al kol zera ziru ha'shayi zarei olomali. That's coming to tell us. Shmami no letzarek. That's so far so good. But now the Gemara wants to say, what you said is very debatable. The Gemara says as follows. The Eimo may be Yad lahachnis v'loy lohitzi. Maybe a yad can only be machnis and not be moitzi. So then, when ask a kasha by nevela, we see that it's moitzi. Can't bring the life on nevela. Nevela is a tumah chamura. By nevela, the yad is moitzi, but could be by tumas oichlam, a yad cannot be moitzi. So that's the emos. The Gemara says, Let's see if whatever you said is muchach. Ve'emo yad lahachnes v'loy lohitzi. Fine. Could be a yad can't be moitzi. Shomer. So now we have a posik by shomer. So it's not muchach that the posik is coming to, now whatever is by yad, I have a kal v'chomer by shomer. But shomer, but a yad could be his only machnes. So shomer, the extra posik by shomer, lahachnes ulohitzi. That's a shomer. Avol yad lohitzi, but all you just said two yesoides, it says in the Mishnah. Ayat could be Moitzi, v'shomer l'tzaref loy. Right? The mother says, I wish to disagree with you. That means you told me everything is mavua from the psukim, and shudik, I wish to disagree with you. It's not mavua from the psukim. Could be the posik by Tumas Oichlam is only lahachnis. For Nevela you can't learn out, because Nevela is a Tumah Chamura. So Memele, so the posik by Oichlam that speaks about Shoyma is coming to tell us that it's Moitzi by Oichlam, and that's it. So it could be Ayat can't be Moitzi, and Shoyma can't be Mitzah. Let us see Rashi. Hachi Gassine. Ve'im Ayat lahachnis v'loy loitzi. V'shoyma lahachnis v'loitzi. Kloim. Yad amura boichlin lahachnasi. The yad that says boichlin was lahachnas. Abaloi lahachnasi. The kid did that because the posik is speaking about lahachnas. Ume nevela layalfa lahachnasi. Ibe nevela, this, it says there's a posik of yad. Kidamrin lakama, the shani nevela, the tumma chamuri. The nevela is an abatumma. You can't learn out from the nevela and tumma soichlin. Yeah. The shani nevela tumma chamuri. V'chiksiv shoyma. Now it's a shoyma by oichlim. Lohitziksiv. That's coming to tell us that a shoyma is moitzi. The lahachni sosi bekal v'chayma miyad. Avol yad lohitzi b'shoyma l'tzaref leslach. So now that's Gemara's kashus. How do you know all these things? That means, forget about nevela, nevela is a tumah chamura. I have only one posik, and that posik is speaking about lahachnis by yodis, and the shemer. I have another posik by shemer. That means Hashem will be mighty. So that's it. Hashem is mighty. Ayad is machnis, and there's no din mighty by yad, and no din tziruf by shem. So the Gemara says. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Yad la hachnis v'loy la hoitzi loy motzis amret. To tell me that a yad could be machnis and not be moitzi, that doesn't make sense. Hashte iyuli ma'aylo afuki miboy. If a yad could bring into me, then a yad can zicher be mighty to me. So the Teferes Yaakov says, pshat in this Gemara as follows. Teferes Yaakov says as follows. That means the Torah is telling us a chiddush. We have to appreciate it's a chiddush of yodek, even though the yad is not an oichel. The yad is, can't be mekabel to me, can't be, I mean, it's not an oichel. It's a chiddush akro. That the yad becomes a nitpal to the oichel. So he says like this. If the oichel is tomei, and I know that the yad can be metame. So that's telling me that the yad is a nitpal to the oichel tomei, and it's metame. It's fine. That's one chiddush. If the oichel is tomei, and you're going to tell me that the yad will be machnes to me. That's a meilik chiddush. That means all we can say is that the yad is a nitbal to the oichel. So good. So if I have one posik, I'll say the posik is telling us that if the oichel is tome, the yad is nitbal to the oichel, and it'll be metame. It's like the oichel. But if the oichel is tohe, so to tell me the yad will be metame the yoichel, that's a moedik chiddush. So you can't say the way you just said now that the posik is telling me that it's machnes tome. Moitzi, I don't know. The Gemara says hezach tzu. If it's machnes tome, so tzicha moitzi tome. That means even though if it gets, it's bekoyach to be machnes tome na dovel toil. So you can't say such a thing. So al kochoch, if you know hachnosas tume, you zicher no itzois tume. That's the most kasha. Lahachnis veloy lahoitzi loy motzi samu. Hashte iyuli maile, if a yad can bring into a machel toyer, it can make it tome. Afuki mi boy, it can zicher, it's poshet, it can be metame. Because here it's mamish like the oichel, if it's metame. And here, if a kelt, it's bringing in tumena a machel toyer. So Mamela, so your kash isn't shver. So Fakel, if you're telling me that the Posik is telling us that Ayad is machnis to me, so it's ziche moitzi to me, so a shamer is ziche machnis and moitzi, and so a shame is coming with tzarev. So your kash is not a kash. So the Gemara says no. I mean, I'll ask a different kash. Ve'eimo yad lohoitzi b'loilach. I have a posik that says there's a din yodais by oichlim. So maybe the din yodais by oichlim is, I say, the smaller chiddush, lahoitzi, v'loy lahachnis. I, the posik lemaise, is speaking about lahachnis. The Gemara lady is going to ask the kasha, but now the Gemara wants to say, if I have a posik, and the Pasuk is telling us the Chiddush of Yodah, so you have to faster Merubah later, faster. Say the Pasuk is telling us that Ayad can be Moit. So Memele, Ayad can be Moit. Shomer, now you have a Pasuk, Shomer. So so Lahoitzi I know, also Kal V'chomer. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us, Ulahachnis, Lahoitzi Ulahachnis. Avol yad lahachnis b'shoyma letzarev loy. So now, this is the kasha that we're asking. That means you can't prove. You just said everything. I know yad lahachnis loyitzi and shoyma zakoch letzarev. No. I only know yad loyitzi and shoyma is coming lahachnis, and that's it. But a shoyma letzarev and a yad lahachnis is no such thing. Let us see Rashi. Umishani yad lahachnis v'loy lahoitzi loy motzis amat. Ashti yuli ma'ayla. If you'll tell me that a yad is machnis, afa pisha dain lo yoda loy tume. There's no tume whatsoever in the oichel, and the yad is bekoich to bring tume into the oichel. Koshkein du meitzia. So if the oichel is tume, So that's poshet, that the yad will be able to be moitzi the tumetz mamish like the oichel. V'shoymer, so memele, if I know machnes, azichen or moitzi, then v'shoymer osi lahachnes or loitzi, so the posuk v'shoymer, v'shoymer osi lahachnes loitzi v'kal v'choymer, so I know from a kal v'choymer that a shoymer is machnes or moitzi. Why the kosve rachmones? Why need a posuk v'shoymer? The tzarev kosve. So the Gemara says no. Ve'eimo yad echsive bo'ichlem lohitzi ksive. V'loi lahachnis. Achnosa loyosi me'eitzo. Now when it's moitzi to me, can I know that it's machnis to me? V'kosev shoyme l'rabbis bo'yaf achnosa. Avu yad lahachnis v'shoyme l'tzarev loy. U'lekame mishani leire anomet beis, the gebozne say, mikore ki ksive yad bo'ichim atchilas to me ksive. Anshuldik, this posik that we says lochem is speaking about kabbalas tume, the hi achnose. So memele, how could you say that the posik is telling us atzos tume, and I don't know achnoses tume, the posik is talking about achnoses tume. Fine, the Gemara is going to say this on Omed Beis. Amiyo hashtem mishani leishinu yachine. Now the Gemara is not going into this. The Gemara is saying that the posik of yad by oichlum is coming to tell us that it's moitzi tume. The posik by shayma is coming to tell us that it's machnes tume, and that's it. And for the Gemara, yad yiseir oksiv. You're right, but there's a third posik that tells us adin yodis, and from the yad yiseir, I'm going to learn out that it's machnis. And then we're back where we started from. So there's an extra yad. And that yad is going to tell us that it's machnis. And the mail of it's machnis. So Memelus and I know Machnis and Maitzi, now Shema, sorry, also no Machnis and Maitzi and Mekal Bochema, and the Pasuk of Hashem is coming to Tzav. Yad Yisera, where's this Yad Yisera? Tano Vikirayim Yutat, this is talking about a Kli Cheres, Lochem Lechol Shebetzolcheichem, it says also the Lochem. So the Lochem means Lechol Shebetzolcheichem, L'rabois es ha-yodais. So now I have three psukim by yodais. I have one by Oichlin, one by Nevele, and one by Tano Vikirayim. L'rabois es ha-yodais. Fine. So Mamela I have is Adin yodais also. Now let us just mention one thing. We'll is Adin yodais by a Kli Cheres. Now, there's a Taisvis, a Yisaitis a Ketaisvis, and a Chavdalad Amid Beis. We know a Kli Cheres is a Kabul Tume Mi Toichoi, V'loi Mi Gaboi. That means, if you have a Cheres, and you touch the outside of the Kli Cheres, Gonish Mit Gonish. A Kli Cheres is only mekabel to mi toichoi. That's a din a Kli Cheres. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says there's a din yodais. A yad of a Kli Cheres. Shema Shemayim. So how does that work? If the gab of the Kli Cheres, it can't be mekabel to me. So a yad of a Kli Cheres will be better than the gab. I mean, that's a Kli Cheres is not mekabel to me mi gab. So Taisus and Avchav Dalad Amad Bey says, no. This Pasuk is speaking about Lahoitzi Tumme. And Taisus says, Amor Dikizach, the Gav of a Kli Cheres is Metame. That means a Kli Cheres is Metame Migaboy. That's a din. You have a Kli Cheres that's Tame. The Kli Cheres will touch an apple from the outside. The apple will become Tame. The Gav of a Kli Cheres is Metame. It's a Kli Cheres is only mekabel to mi toichoi, but it's metame mi gaboi. So memela. So here the pasuk is telling us that a yad of a Kli Cheres is also metame. So now we are saying as follows. We're saying there's a pasuk of yodois. There's a pasuk of yodois by Kli Cheres. And it's talking about letame, lahoitzi. So that lahoitzi tume. So that's, and I know one pasuk lahoitzi, and now I have two more psukim. All three lahoitzi. I don't need all three psukim lahoitzi. So memela. Oh, so I have one extra yad, and that'll tell us it's lahachnis. Then shalom al Yisrael. So let us see yad yisayriksi tano v'kirayim yutat. In Agavuche, the Chassam Sofer says, Amor Dikevot, that it's speaking about a top, let's learn the Pasuk Elach. Tano Vikirayim Yutatz. So what does that mean? It's a Tome Dike Kli Cheres. Yutatz. You have to destroy the Kli Cheres. It's Tome. And then it says Lochem. So we're talking about a Tome Dike Kli Cheres already. So the Lochem means, that the yad is metame. That's yad lahoitzi. So that means the posik alone is mashme. If you learn the posik elach, the posik alone is mashme. It's speaking about how a Kli Cheres is metame something else. And then it says that yad of a Kli Cheres is also metame, and that's very good. Just like the gav of a Kli Cheres is metame, so yad of Kli Cheres is also metame. Let us see what Rashi says. Yad Yisei Rekside. Val Kochoch Talti Lohitzol Yitzchak. I don't need two psukim to tell me that Yad is Moitzi to me. Dal Chad Minayu. So take one of them. Lachnose. That it's Machnes. Oh, now Boruch Hashem Bekimen Dikach Nose Veitzol Beyad. So now I know that a yad is machnis and moitzi. Yalev shayme bikal vachayme, so Hashem will also be machnis and moitzi. V'rikos v'rachmona l'tzarem kosve. Fine, Baruch Hashem. We found a third posik, And so now that they've took sukkah by yodis, they can't be speaking about lahoitzi, they're speaking about one is lahachnes, inshallah mal yisrael. So the Gemara says, Anshodik, let's be mavar of this. So the Gemara says, Hai minayim miyat. He said there's an extra yad. I don't need so many psukim lahitzi. So my male, one is coming lachnes. Hai minayim miyat. Which posik is miyut? Lichtoi rachmone bezroi. It should say the posik by zroi. That is a din yad lahitzi. V'lei say hanach minayu. And I'll learn out nevele, I'll learn out tano. Mal is roim, she came to Mosan Barube. You know, this roim is much more humble than nevele. And tano. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. I'm in Aimiyat. Kulu, leitzoi tzriche, pekat. All the psukim are coming to tell us there's a yad leitzoi. The Velaisi Tano Nevele, what do you mean? What it says, Roim? Now learn how Tano Nevele Lohitzi. So the Moses is killing out. Zroim Tume Merube. What's the Tume Merube? Shemekablim Tume Mivlode Tume. No? That a Rishin Le Tume will touch a Machel, it's Tome. Tome Betano, Shaini Mekabel Tume Elamiova Tume. So we see that Zroim are more chama than a tano. So if it says that a yad of Zroim is mighty to me, you wouldn't know tano. So this posit kaftani, you need legufa, you don't need it to tell me loitzi, I wouldn't know loitzi. V'chein minevele merube tumas oichlem, kedisna mas nisen, Ribe letame tumas oichlem, mimashe ribe letame tumas nevelis. The Mishnah said a whole bunch of cases that there is a din of tumas oichlem, and there's no din of tumas nevelis. A shomer is mitzarev letumas oichlem, it's not mitzarev letumas nevelis. A dova anechol im oichl, it's mitzarev letumas oichlem. Is riba l'tame tumas oichlem. So you can't learn out from zroim. Zroim in hilchas tume are more chomo than tanu and nevela. So you can't learn out lahitzi from zroim. Fine. Lichtoi rachmone betano. So okay. So let it say by a tanu that it's moitzi. V'lei say hanach minei. Maletano shekein metame meyaviroi. No, a tano can be metame an oichel, even though it didn't touch the oichel. You have an apple dangling in a tano, and the tano became tame before from a sheretz. So the tano will be metame the apple. Didn't touch the apple. The apple's in the avir of the kli cheres. And the klicheres is metame the apple. That's a kunst. That's a chayme. It's metame without touching it. That's mamish. Without hands. It touches it. Without touching it, it's metame. So memele, so if there is a din yodis, no, that's the chayme of tano. Aber an oichel, that's only metame benigiye. And the nevela, which is only metame benegiya, so you can't learn out. Malatanish ke metame meviroi. Let's see what Rashi says. Tano metame oichlin baviroi. Shatano chilahavi. That means if a sheretz fell into a tano, so the tano's, the sheretz is a nav, the tano is a rishin. Even though it didn't touch the tana, it's inside the tana. Alma tano metame lo oichlim, afal pi she einom noigim boi. The oichlim are not touching the tana. Taime benevela bezroim tmeim sheinem metame mechem, alim kein nogu behem. Kol hanach de koma teise minei bevinyinov koma. The Gemara said, let's find out from a mamatzino. Timo kan vetina ka. Mamatzino kan she yad moitziya tuma lachen. Av kan yad moitziya tuma lachen. So memele, you can't, if it would say, tanu, there's a dinyad, I would say, sure, tanu is a dinyad, because tanu is a choyma that's metame, full without negiya. So tanu is metame with yad also. The other things that metame with negiya could be, there's no dinyad, it's loitzi. Lichtev rachmode benevele. So the Gemara says, okay. But the scripts are from a nevela. The lay say, Hanoch minei. We'll learn that from nevela. Just like a nevela is a din that a yad is metame. Mala nevela, she came metame odom, a metame bemasa, betume yeitze migufa. You don't want to learn that from nevela. Nevela is a real chomadiketume. It's metame odom, it's an avatum, it's metame odom, it's metame bemasa. If you carry it, you also become tummy, tummus begodin. The tummy yaitzimi gufa, and the veil is a chepta shel tummus. Wasn't mekabotum. So there the Torah was mechadish adin yad lahoitzi.